I call this meeting of the Village of Pomona Zoning Board of Appeals to order at 7:34 on Monday, October 20th. We have the first call to business is the approval of the minutes, I believe, from the... Oh, it's back. I'm going to go with this, though, this way. The approval of minutes from the last meeting of January... January 22nd. Yeah, January 22nd.
I move to approve.
Second.
Yes, let me just double check.
I wasn't there, so I'm abstaining.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Seeing that there is three approvals and one abstention, the motion to approve the minutes from the January 22nd zoning board has passed, been approved. The next...
we're going to start today, we're mixing it up a little bit, but 68 Colabala will be the first applicant.
Perfect. That's the only minutes. We only have, there's also minutes from, that's the only minutes, right?
As I said, the minutes from the last meeting were not prepared yet.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so then the first order of new business, 68 Calhalla Road, come on down. Oh, do you have to come on down? No, it's just a discussion and voting by the board, no?
Yeah, well, the applicant...
you want to give a... You want
to
give
us know what he's looking
sure,
for.
Sure, okay, fine.
Yeah, we have a letter, but... you can feel free.
Hi, my name is Eliezer Brecher. Eliezer Brecher, and I'm the representative of the applicant. So basically, we got an approval back in December last year, 2024, for some variance for a single family. We are just looking to get an extension for another year from the expiration date, from December expiration date, for another year. The biggest challenge that we have there is a sewer connection, and we have a very hard time to get a sewer connected there. There is a way to get it work, to make it work, but there will be a lot of work and a lot of time that will take us to be able to get the sewer to be able to work. We'd like to get an extension for another year.
Okay.
And just to stamp, the village of Pomona has a law that after a year any variances expire. I'm sure you probably know about it. Therefore, we, instead of coming back, we'd like to get another year extension.
Right, so the board did receive your letter that explained exactly what you just put on the record, and I know there was, as the board's aware, just as the applicant stated, there's a provision in the code that says that the any variances if construction isn't completed or substantial construction is not completed within a year, they'll expire. That would be, in this instance, be December 18, 2025, that they would expire. As we discussed, we had an attorney-client session where I talked to you about the law that's applicable to this, and the if, as the applicant did here, they apply before the expiration, then you're free to consider that and grant without the need for a new application or a new public hearing. The law in New York is clear on that. And, I had prepared and I had circulated to each of you a draft resolution that would take into account those factors. And the issue is whether you find there to be good cause. And it sounds like the applicant is making the case that the good cause is due to the delays from the Joint Regional Sewer Board outside of their control. The resolution that I circulated to all of you, you'll have a chance to take a look at it. Is there anybody have any questions about it, or anybody want to?
I'd like to move to approve.
Second.
Okay.
Okay, and that's providing a year, year to December 18, 2026. There's a motion. There's a second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Seeing that the motion passes unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you in a year, and good luck.
Hope not.
But okay, on to the second order of business. We have 8 Leyden Town Road. Oh, hold on. This is for...
Yeah, this is just for...
discussion and voting.
That's right.
I don't know. We don't need a...
Yeah, the public hearing was closed last month.
The public hearing was closed.
The first order of business would be as to yourself, Mr. Chairman.
Right. So I have been out of town overseas, but I have reviewed all of the submittals by the applicant and have listened to the meetings and the public hearing that is available on the Zoning Board's website, and I am fully apprised of the matter.
Okay, so if you're fully apprised of it and you're familiar with it and you've watched or listened to all the recordings and read all of the materials, do you feel comfortable participating in the discussion and vote on the matter?
Yes.
Okay. So that's fine. So now, so we've got four members that are able. As you all know, I had circulated to each of you for review. Two different drafts, one draft approving the relief sought by the applicant as a draft resolution, that is, approving the relief sought by the applicant and a draft denying the relief sought by the applicant. You've all had a chance to review those, and does anybody have any other questions about any of the drafts? Any questions of me?
No.
And we also had an attorney-client session where I was able to answer any legal questions about the interpretation issues and legal issues involved. And is everybody satisfied with the legal issues?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So now, so it's on for a decision or discussion tonight. It's at your pleasure. You can either, discuss the matter. You could, somebody could make a motion to approve either the resolution granting the relief sought, somebody can make a motion to approve the resolution denying the relief sought, or a motion could be to amend one of those drafts and then have some discussion about that. So as long as you've all had a chance to consider them, those are all viable ways to proceed.
Are there any motions from the members?
If I may, my name is Radhik and I'm the attorney for Sri Ranganatha Temple. If the board needs additional time, particularly the chairperson indicated that you were overseas, we will agree to extend the time. We will consent. That is the issue.
No, I was able. I appreciate that. But no, I read through all of your submissions and I listened to all of the meetings and the public hearing as well. Do you have any motions?
Yeah, I move to approve the draft resolution of denial.
Is there any seconds?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 No, I didn't know. I'm not sure I heard.
I'm sorry, I said aye.
Oh, okay. So it seems that the motion to approve the resolution denying the interpretation is granted as unanimous.
Okay, then we'll prepare it in final and have the ready for signature.
Okay. Seeing no other business, we can move to adjourn. Is there motions?
No, before we do that,
Do
we have to address the item seeking the extension of time on the Cheesecake Lane project?
It's an extension, or are they just going to see what they're going to do?
I think they just, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I think that they've just requested an adjournment, and it's on the November agenda right now.
Fine.
But, for the sake of completeness, you could take a motion to, I don't know what it was on for tonight. Was it on the agenda originally, Moshe, for anything in particular, or I don't remember how it got to November.
I think it may have been a final determination.
They were requesting to, if I remember correctly, they were requesting to submit new plans.
Oh, they did. Okay. Was that, all right.
They wanted to submit new plans. They wanted to reconsider based on the comments from last.
Okay.
So do we have to move?
So I don't think there's any need to move for anything. Because you could either decide the matter tonight or not decide it and instead have it on the agenda for next month.
Do we need to reopen the public hearing?
If they do submit something new, we don't know if they're going to. If they do submit something new, it would have to be accompanied by an application to you to reopen the hearing. And then that would be something you'd have to consider at the next meeting. My recommendation would be to wait to see, do they submit anything further between now and the next meeting? And if they do, then on the next meeting, you can be guided accordingly. One way or the other, you'll know by the next meeting, whether it's ready for a decision without any new submittals or without any new hearing, or, do you want to entertain their application to reopen the hearing? We can see only at that time. So I don't think any action, I don't think any formal motion is necessary to simply have this matter on for November. You could simply just not decide it tonight, if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
You also have the option to vote tonight, regardless of what the applicant has asked. That's also a legal option.
Right. They've asked for an adjournment to make a decision. I don't think that's... I think it's just better to wait and see till the next meeting and let them see what they do.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. So no new business, no other business. I will adjourn this meeting at 7:46.
You like it?